So what do you need to do for yourself to be present? To be present for yourself, to be present through our session together and throughout the day. What helps you to be present? So we don't practice formal meditation to become good meditators. Rather, we practice in order to live and love more fully. For most of us, it helps to settle into the body. To pay deliberate attention to body sensations. With a friendly interest. And so opening in this practice by taking good care of postures, however you like to do that, whatever works for you. Sitting, standing, lying down. And really paying attention to those simple sensations. And keeping the friendly interest alive throughout the practice, letting ourselves scan through the body. And just notice where we might be holding or contracting, bracing, where we might bring a little more ease to the body and adjusting postures accordingly, even changing to a completely different posture if that seems wise. Possibly breathing in and out of any places in the body that need a little extra attention, perhaps not so much to change them, but to deepen the attention there. And then as you feel ready, opening to whatever thoughts and emotions are showing up, whether pleasant or unpleasant, just letting them be known. Maybe they too manifest through the body. Anxious thoughts, depressed thoughts, they do resonate in the body. Happy thoughts. can we let it all be welcome in our mindful awareness without getting lost in it? Ah, this too, this too. And letting all of that be as we really feel into breathing, if you haven't already. Perhaps with some full breaths. And letting attention rest in the breathing. Nostrils, throat, chest, belly, whole body breathing, it doesn't matter. Where it is, just bring your intention and attention in there. To be present here and now. Noticing when attention is on the breathing or the body, that there's a sense of rest. Oh, this is rest. Appreciating that. Noticing too when attention wanders to whatever it wanders to. Oh, this is not rest, not rest. And we might label the experience, the sound, the thought, the emotion, whatever took us away. And really notice, oh, not rest. That's not rest. And that can give us some incentive to come back to the present moment through breathing, through body. And we might even use a little word to add into being present with body breathing, such as rest, or ease, or here. whatever helps you to find the rest and ease of the present moment through body breathing. As we become more rested in the present moment, we need to take care of the energy that it doesn't sag, so it's restful and alert. And really connecting with the in-breath can help with that feeling of alertness as we open with each in-breath and let go and rest with each out-breath. noticing where there's rest and ease and attention, and where there's distraction and not rest and dis-ease. Noticing the difference again and again. When we commit ourselves to truly resting in the present moment through body breathing, we can truly notice it as a gift to ourselves, as a place of refuge. Place of refuge from all the concerns and distractions. Concerns real and imagined. Can really enjoy this refuge in the here and now through body breathing. And what will help you to keep whatever modicum of increased presence you now have, to take that into the next few moments beyond the practice? Is there some peace from the practice that you can deliberately return to as we go into our session with the talking, the sharing? Making a little mental note to ourselves to keep coming back to whatever that may be. Maybe it's your feet or your hands or your bottom, the in-breath, the out-breath, sense of body sitting, to the sounds. To make a mental note, to engage with that during our session. We practice so that we show up for our lives, so that we don't miss our lives by dwelling in the past or the future. And so listening all the way to the end of the bells before coming out of the practice.